so that we may have peace with you. You became a sacrifice for our sins, so that whosoever believes in him, accepts him, will not perish but have eternal life. Thank you for this grace, Lord, in which we stand. Thank you that we have access to this grace every time, every day. Thank you for this privilege we have to know that we are at peace with you through the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you for this. Thank you that we are accepted, beloved, precious, honored, and loved by you. We are welcome in your presence because of Jesus. Thank you that we can always be safe with you, always be welcome, always belong. We thank you for this. We worship you for this. You alone are worthy of all honor, praise, and glory forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated. Good morning, everybody. It's great to have you here. If you're here on holiday, we trust that you will have a blessed time of rest and peace. And that you will go back home considering to move here. And if you do, you're always welcome. But no, may you have a great time of rest, and may your strength be restored and ready for a new year full of excitement and adventure with God and his purposes. I'm so mindful of the fact that our lives are in his hands. He determines our length of days. And while we're still alive, there is purpose for your life. That is why you're still alive. There is still purpose for your life. It doesn't matter how old or young you are still alive because of God's purpose in and through your life. And there's no greater joy in finding that and living that for him. Over the past couple of weeks, we spoke about God's mercy and grace and his peace. His peace literally means that we are safe. We are safe in his hands. We are safe with him. We are safe in a relationship with him because our sins have taken away. It's been dealt with. So we are safe in the presence of a holy God. But we're also safe in his hands because he loves us and cares for us. And it was great encouragement for us. And so building on this foundation, last time I shared around God's word towards his people in Isaiah 41 verse 10 and Isaiah 43. In summary, fear not. Fear not, for I am with you. And what a great way to enter 2025. Fear not, for God is with you. And so I want to share a little bit more about what the Lord laid on my heart for us from this passage in Isaiah 43 from verse 1 to 7. And I'm just going to read it for us as we meditate upon it. But now thus says the Lord. What a powerful way to start. Thus says the Lord, not Andries, not a man, but God, who created you, O Jacob, who formed you, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flames scorch you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Sheba in your place. Since you were precious in my sight, you have been honored and I have loved you. Therefore, I will give men for you and people for your life. Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your descendants from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not keep them back. My sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth, everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory, I have formed him. Yes, I have made him. Amen. What a powerful portion of scripture. And I trust we will enter 2025 with this in our hearts. I've shared a lot around this, but this has become also our reality in Christ Jesus, given to us by grace. God had mercy on us, and because of his love towards us, he extended grace to us through Jesus Christ, and he redeemed us from our sin and guilt, and we were grafted into these promises, even as Gentiles. We were the Philistines of the Old Testament, and God had mercy and grace even on us, and so we are grafted into these great promises. And so God has also become our God and our Father. And he's also the one who called us by name, to whom we belong, his own special people, called out of darkness into his marvelous light, so that we can proclaim the praises of him who saved us. This is who we are. And we spoke about that. And those who've accepted Christ can stand on his words, where God says, I have redeemed you. I have bought you for myself. I have paid a ransom for you. You belong to me. You are precious, honored, and loved by me. And I am with you always. So do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. What a solid foundation we can stand on. But now that we are safe, adopted into the family of God, there is also purpose for this great mercy and grace that God has extended towards us. And this morning, I want to share more about God's purpose for creating and saving us. In Isaiah 43, the last verse was the following: everyone who is called by my name, who I have created for my glory, I have formed him. Yes, I have made him. All of creation has purpose. God created nothing without purpose. We are not random. We are not here by chance. And because a frog evolved over millions of years. No, we are here because God created and formed us for a purpose. And this morning I want to share about this great purpose of your existence, of your being, and why you're still alive. It is for his glory. That is why we exist. It's for God's glory. God created the universe for his glory to be revealed. And if you look at the stars, if you look over the ocean, if you look at the mountains, it declares the glory of God. There is something that rises, a silent roar of majesty and glory of the greatness of God when we look at the heavens and we meditate upon it. If we look at the ocean and watch the mountains, what an amazing testimony of God's glory and goodness, power and majesty. Man's purpose was created for the very same purpose. We were created in the image and likeness of God so that we can reflect his glory in this creation. Man's purpose is that through a relationship with God, we may reflect his image and likeness in creation, as we rule and reign as his representatives in this world. That is your purpose. That is my purpose. As Isaiah 43 verse 7 says, everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory. For my glory. God created us for His glory. And yes, we corrupted that image and likeness through disobedience and sin, but God had mercy on us, and by His grace we were redeemed, born again, became a new creation in Christ Jesus, filled with the Holy Spirit, who transforms us to become more and more like Christ. And so we become again more like God through the Spirit of God in us, who took out the heart of stone, put in His heart of flesh, and wrote on our hearts His will, His purpose, His commands. And as we follow Him, we reflect Him by the fruit of the Spirit manifesting through us. We become the image and likeness of God in a broken, fallen world. That is your purpose. That is the reason you are still alive, is to reflect His glory in an otherwise broken, fallen world. Ephesians 1 from verse 11 says the following: in Him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of Him who works all things according to the counsel of His will, that he who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of His glory. In Him also you trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of your inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of His glory. We are saved for His glory. And this is the essence and meaning of life. This is the essence and meaning of life, to glorify God with the rest of creation. And so we were created for His glory and not for our own glory. And this is so important to understand. We were created for His glory and not for mine. The original sin was Lucifer wanting God's glory for himself. He was created perfect. He was created anointed for God's glory. But he wanted the glory for himself. And he was cast out. No wonder the world that we live in today is all about man's glory. It's all about being seen, being famous, and being followed. The Tower of Babel in Genesis is such an classic example of fallen humanity. And they said, come, in Genesis 11, come, let us build ourselves a city with a tower that reaches to the heavens, so that we may make a name for ourselves. We may make a name for ourselves. We want the glory. Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, our image and our followings, declaring all that we do so that we can have glory from others following us. Man loves to promote himself and his own glory. Oh, and what thrill do we get when that likes increase? When people comment on all our greatness and our beauty and our achievements. Oh, there is a trap in our fallenness, that we may have glory for ourselves. These tools are amazing, the internet. And there's so much one can use it for, but be careful not to fall into the trap of the devil. God created us for His glory and not for our own. I want you to close your eyes for a moment and meditate on this. You were created for God's glory. You were created for God's glory. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory. This is
your life's purpose. The reason you are still alive. Amen. God continues to say, I have formed him. Yes, I have made him. All that you have was granted to you by God. As hard as you worked, as talented as you are, all of it came from God's hand. Even your salvation is by grace and not by works, lest any man should boast. Now we take no glory for ourselves. We just bring it back to God as a sacrifice, as worship. Like the elders, the living creatures around his throne, who cast down their crowns before him and say, holy, holy are you. You alone are worthy of all honor, praise, and glory. That's why we are created. That's why we succeed. It's so that we can give him glory. The God who formed you, created you, redeemed you, saved your life. The purpose of it all is for his glory. That's why 1 Corinthians 10 verse 31 says, therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all to the glory of God. If you want to find the meaning of life, this is it. Turn everything for the glory for God. In your pursuit for purpose, this is it. In pursuit of this purpose, you will find peace and joy. And through becoming more like God, like Christ, reflecting him in his image and likeness, it doesn't matter if you're rich or poor, you will find fulfillment in life. This is one of the open secrets of life. God, the Creator, eternal, all-powerful, he has a purpose and a plan for all creation. He rules in his sovereignty, and he will bring human history to conclusion according to his will and purpose. God will bring human history to conclusion according to his will and purpose and not man's. And appoint every man his eternal destiny, heaven or hell. And therefore it is very important for us as creation to find out what is the will and purpose of God and live according to it and not against it. Those who live against the will and purposes of God are not safe. They are not at peace with God. And therefore they will never find peace, because they are in opposition of God's will and purpose. But those who live according to his will and purpose will find peace, joy, and fulfillment in life, and enjoyment of everything that God has granted. It will be wise and good for us to live for his purpose and not against it. It is foolish to live opposite to God's will and purpose. It's utter foolishness. But what a blessing to discover his will and purpose and live for it. You will be blessed if you live for his will and purpose. There is no greater joy in my life than to discover more of God and his will and his purpose, and to ask him for grace to help me to live it. There's no greater joy. There's no greater peace than just that. So what is God's will? God's will is that we accept Christ through grace, not through works. That we'll accept his act of atonement, and that we'll accept his grace, his love towards us. Not because of what we have achieved, but because we don't deserve it.
that's his will, that we may accept Christ through his grace and not our works. And what is his purpose? That you and I might live for his glory. It's the essence of baptism. That just like Christ died and was raised from the dead, but now lives to the glory of the Father, we too now should live for him. The old is gone, the new has come. 1 Corinthians 10 says, therefore, whatever you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. How? By becoming more like Christ through the Holy Spirit, changing us and living for him, reflecting him. As Ephesians of Matthew 5, Jesus said, let your light so shine before men that when they see your good works, they may glorify who? Your Father in heaven. When they see your good works, that they may glorify your Father in heaven, that his likes, his followers increase because of your good works and not your own. The upside down kingdom. The way we live, everything we do can bring glory to God or dishonor to his name. Therefore, whatever we do, we should be doing for his glory. And that what others see in you and me should result in the praise of God and his glory. That's why Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. And your will be done. If this becomes our desire, our pursuit in life, you will find great peace and fulfillment. You will find no greater joy in discovering his will and greater blessing in pursuing his purpose. At the same time, with great challenge and disappointment in myself, I have found this along the way. Yes. In my own flesh resistance and my own weakness and failings and the persecution from others who will move in the world's way, but for God's grace and forgiveness and his Spirit who comforts and strengthens us, there is great joy in this pursuit with all its challenges. And the challenges is in ourselves, in the world around us. It's not in God and his word and his promises. And there's grace and forgiveness and encouragement and strength to enable us to actually live for him. And when we fail to receive forgiveness and encouragement to stand again and to continue again to live for his glory. This is not something we can do in our own strength. We do it through his strength, his Spirit in us. And therefore the fruit of the Spirit, the love, the joy, the peace, the goodness, the gentleness, the self-control, all those things are a result of God shaping and forming us for his glory, so that we may reflect his character and his nature in this world, so that he may receive the glory of a new creation in the midst of a fallen world. And therefore we become a city on a hill, a light on a lampstand, salt in this world, different, to bring flavor for his name and his glory. As Romans 8 says, in the midst of all our challenges, the Spirit himself bear witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, and heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. For I consider that the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared to the glory that will be revealed in us. And so there is a great expectation of God glorifying us. We don't take the glory for ourselves. We give the glory to God, but God in turn glorifies us for glorifying him. So you don't need to worry about your own reputation. Only worry about his reputation.
And he will vindicate yours. He will glorify with his son, you and I, when we stand before him. As we live for God's glory, God will glorify us. He will lift us up and reward us for living for him. God will glorify those who glorify him. And so with great abandonment, we can pursue and love and live for God. Because he says, I will reward you. I will bless you. I will vindicate you. And I will glorify you. Let God do the glorifying and us do the serving. And great will be our reward. So in conclusion for today, we were created for God's glory. That is why we exist. And that is why we are still alive. It's for his glory. And God is most glorified in us through our relationship with him that reflects him. God is most glorified in a relationship with him that reflects him in this world. When the love, the joy, the peace, the goodness, the kindness, the gentleness, the self-control manifest through a relationship with him, God is most glorified. When we live for him, mindful of him, his ways and his thoughts, his commands and his love and his instruction given to us, when we imitate him and we become like him in this world, God is most glorified. When we bear his likeness and image. And you will find great blessing in this life. And in the life to come, great glory, great reward. You were created for this. Now, go and live it. Live it. And you will find purpose, meaning, peace, joy, and fulfillment. Amen. Let's close our eyes. Many make New Year's resolutions. Here is the best one. Living for God's glory. Let us find out what pleases the Lord, what it means to live for his glory, and ask him to help us to do just that. You cannot do this in your own strength. You cannot do this in your own strength. That is why he's given us grace. That is why he's given us his Holy Spirit. The same Spirit that dwelt in Christ now lives in you and me, so that we can live for his glory. So Father, this morning, Lord, we come before you. We want to humble ourselves. Forgive us, God, for living for ourselves and not for you. Thank you for your grace and your mercy, for sending your Son to redeem us. Literally to be born again. Become a new creation in Christ Jesus for your glory. That our testimony of who we once was
and now is, will always be for your glory. Lord, thank you that you've given your Spirit, Lord, that enables, encourages, and accompanies us, Lord, in this journey to know you more, to grow in a relationship with you, to love you more, to seek you more, to be satisfied more in you, in the knowing of you, in your ways, to hear your voice, to feel your presence, and to live for you. What great honor it is to live for you. Lord, I pray that you will help us, Lord, in this year to come, to show us what it means to live for you in everything that we do, in our careers, in our sport, in our recreation, in our rest, in our family, in our enjoying of life, and all the good things that you've given us to enjoy. Lord, let us enjoy it for your glory. Let us live for your glory. Teach us, show us how, Lord, I pray. And let us be a people that declares the praises of you who called us out of darkness into your marvelous light. I'm going to give you a moment just to respond to the Lord in your own words. For some of you, while the eyes are closed, this is an opportunity God is inviting you to live a different life. To live a life not for yourself, but to live a life for Him. To find true riches. Not the world's emptiness. This morning is an opportunity to say, God, today I want to give you my life. If that is you this morning, I want you just to respond by raising your hand. Say, God, here I am, Lord. I want to give you my life. I want to live for you. Thank you for that hand. Is there anyone else? Just put it up high. Just say, Lord, here I am. Lord, I want to give you my life. Thank you for your hand. Just between you and the Lord. Father, I thank you for those who are responding. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for this great moment in eternity where people make a decision to follow you forever. Thank you, God, for your grace towards them today, Lord, that they may know you and embrace you as their Lord and Savior. God, I pray that you will reveal yourself to them, give them great peace, give them great joy, give them great acceptance. Let them understand your grace and your love and how precious they are, but their purpose in you, Lord, and I pray that you will fill them with your Spirit, that they may be strengthened by you. There are some of us here this morning, you have crowns you are wearing, and it has your name on it. It is not yours. It's His crown. He's given you so that you can glorify Him. This morning is an opportunity to bring it back to Him and to lay it at His feet and say, Lord, I worship you with this. that you have given me. My success, my fame, Lord, I lay it at your feet. And I worship you with it. This is yours, not mine. And there's some of you here this morning, God wants you to find your identity. Not in who follows you, but who you follow. Not to find your identity in what others think of you and how many think of you, but to find your identity in the only one who loves you truly, who loves you with absolute purity, and who has eternal life for you. Father, I'm going to pray, Lord, for everyone, Lord, who you are speaking to this morning, Lord. Father, I pray, Lord, that as they come forward, Father, that we can pray for them, Lord, that they can bring their crowns, they can bring their joy, they can bring their life to you. And there's some of you who need to make a commitment this day to live your life differently. To live your life differently. From now on, to live it for Him. And so, Father, I pray for each and every heart this morning, Father, that is responding to you, Lord. I pray, Father, that you will come and bless them. Lord, that you will receive them. Lord, I pray that the crowns that comes, Lord, the lives that comes, Lord, it will be honor to you, Lord. It will be worship to you. So let us stand together. Let's just stand together and let's worship Him with a song. I'm going to let you choose the song. Highest praises. Let's just worship the Lord. And I want to ask you, if the Lord is speaking to you, I want you to be bold and just respond to Him. Bring your crown. For some of you, it might feel like it's an embarrassment, but maybe it's not embarrassment. Maybe it is humbling yourself. Maybe there's some of you who want to respond because you want to give your life to Him. I want to ask you to quickly come forward. If you believe the Lord has spoken to you, we want to minister with you. Just quickly come forward, just where you are. If you responded in your heart, if you have a desire to give your life, to live differently, to bring a crown before Him, come to Him now and bless Him. Let's just worship Him through that right now. Let's just quickly come forward. I want to ask the facilitators also to come right now. Let's go. Those who want to respond to the Lord by bringing your life, bringing your crown, we want to worship God with our lives. Let's do that. Let's just sing together.
Thousand generations, you are worthy, Lord of all.
Yes, Father, we thank you for this opportunity we have, Lord, to present ourselves to you, to commit ourselves to live for you. God, I pray, Holy Spirit, that you will come and minister, strengthen, encourage, and mentor us into a life living for you. Lord, I pray that as we leave this place, Lord, we will do it mindful of you, seeking you, and living for you. God, I pray, Lord, for this new year, Lord, to be different. Different in the way we live for you. Different in the way you are glorified. Different in our workplaces, in our families, in our schools, in everything that we do. Lord, let us be a tool, a vessel of honor and glory for you. Let us live for you in your praises. Let you be exalted and worshiped because of you and your grace in and through us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. If you need prayer, please come forward. We're going to be here. Otherwise, may God bless you. We trust to see you. Remember on the 25th, on Christmas Day, same time, same place, short service. Children are welcome in the service. We'll see you Christmas Day. May God bless you.